Hi there. The word for you today is, imagine being adopted by God. In Romans 8, verse 13, the Bible says you received the spirit of adoption. Let me read that to you a little more fully. We received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, adoptive parents understand what it's like to have an emptiness in their hearts, to search, to set out on a mission, to take responsibility for a child with a troubled past and an uncertain future. And that's what God did for you at the cross, knowing full well the trouble you'd be and what it would cost. He sought you, found you, paid the price for you, took you home, gave you his name and the right to call him Abba, which simply means daddy, or a term of endearment. Now, adoption isn't something you earn or even could earn. It's a gift you receive. I mean, you'd never hear adoptive parents say, we'd like to adopt little Mary, but first we want to know, does she have a house, money for tuition, a ride to school in the morning, and clothes to wear every day? The adoption agency would say, hold on there. You're not adopting her because of what she has, but because of what she needs. And she needs love, hope, a home, and a future. You don't earn the spirit of adoption. You receive it, or take it by faith. That's important information, and I'll tell you why. Because if you can't gain it by your stellar efforts, then the good news is you can't lose it through your poor performance. How reassuring. And it gets better. You're not only adopted, you're an heir to all your father owns. That means you'll never have a need that he cannot or will not meet. Come on, how good is that?